Listen here, you beautiful bitch. I'm about to fuck you up with some truth.
Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey, who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who's now?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What is up, everybody? I'm Arnold.
And I'm Lainey, and I can't hear you on my...
On your earphones?
Nope. Can't hear
you. You never were supposed to hear my earphones. It's for the sound effects.
Oh.
I love you, baby.
It's been a while. I don't remember.
Just remember, baby.
You fine ass bitch.
She's beautiful, guys. We set out to record about, a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
And I don't know if any podcasters out there have had this experience. We sit down to record, recorded about 20 minutes of it.
Like 15.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes. A daughter wakes up, ruins the session. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, fuck it. We recorded for 15 minutes. We got some good banter going back and forth. And I figured, I'll save those 15 minutes and then I'll try to add on top of it. So I go back to do some editing and there's flat lines across the screen, mm-hmm. which means Audacity didn't pick up our fucking voices. So, 15 minutes of fucking banter down the drain.
Pure golden banter.
I mean, was it, though?
It was.
Mm.
Can't redo that authenticity.
We're going to retry.
Shit. Well, here goes nothing.
So far it's going great. I see the lines on screen. We're in business.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Okay.
So, what's been new with us?
Is that a trick question? I don't know.
No, just this beginning banter. What's been new with us is we've been dieting for our wedding. We set our date finally. October 27th. If you guys want to buy us gifts, that'd be great. Yeah, we're registered.
We're not registered.
Day and Night Sense Store.
We're against registering.
We are? Who says who? Mother, I need a fucking new PlayStation.
Get out of here. I nice bought shoes. You that PlayStation.
I need the newest PlayStation.
I bought you that new one.
But I need a new one?
Wow, you ungrateful motherfucker. Are you serious?
I would like one for the, for our room, maybe.
It's only that'd $350, cool. No big.
Stop being broke. Buy me another one. You know what? I missed out on a fucking awesome opportunity, right? February is what I call butthole month.
Explain yourself.
Explain myself? Well, what's in February?
Valentine's Day?
There's Valentine's Day.
It's your birthday.
So basically, butthole month is when I try to ask, use my birthday and Valentine's Day to do stuff to Elaine's butt. But I mean, it's for me, it's butthole month because there's a bunch of different holidays. There's Groundhog Day.
So, who gives a shit about Groundhog Day?
What do you want
Day?
For Groundhog's Day?
Your butthole!
And there's also February 12th, Lincoln's birthday. What do you want to do for Lincoln's birthday?
Your butthole!
There's Valentine's Day, February 14th. It was also Ash Wednesday. You know what I'd like to have done?
Your butthole!
Really?
February 22nd, Washington's birthday. Guess what we could have been doing that day?
Your butthole!
And then there's also February 26th. The biggest day of the ball. The reason why we celebrate butthole month.
Really?
Yeah. You're like, what do you want for your birthday? I was like, I don't want nothing. Maybe just...
Your butthole!
Nope.
I try. She says no.
Nope.
It's no.
Not into that.
Doesn't hurt to try.
It's an exit.
Well, I mean, it does hurt to
it's
try.
It's an exit and not an entrance.
It says who?
It says the Bible? Me. All right. Let me do that to you. Let's see how.
No.
Right, no.
You no.
No. No.
You did
no.
something the other day, and I was just like, that is wrong.
What did I do?
When I was bending over picking up something, you try to jam your finger up on my shithole.
It wasn't gonna go anywhere. It's just
No.
I'm just harassing you
four times.
I'm harassing you the way you harass me. How does it feel?
How do I harass you?
All the time you're sticking your fingers all over and stuff. So there you go.
I like to pinch your taco.
Yeah. So try to harass you and see how you like it.
Yeah, but I don't try to jam stuff in your ass.
I didn't have anything in my hands. What are you talking about? I was trying to shove a fucking cucumber up there or nothing.
Off subject. You know, speaking of jamming things in people's ass, I told you about the whole Oscar De La Hoya thing, right?
Ooh, yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. So people, if you don't know who Oscar De La Hoya is, he's like this famous, like...
Who the fuck doesn't know who Oscar De La Hoya is?
Maybe worldwide. People don't know. You know, people listen to us all over the place.
All you... What do you call them? No, we're Generation X, right? Are they Generation X?
I think we're millennials.
We're not fucking millennials. Are you serious? I think we are, yeah. I need to Google that shit. Are we millennials?
I think so. We're 33.
So we're the ones that everybody talks shit about?
Pretty much. See, that's how dumb we are. They're talking shit about us.
We don't know if we're fucking millennials or not.
But yeah, those guys are fucking assholes, right? And they're like, oh yeah, you're millennials. I'm like, oh yeah, sorry. My bad. So Oscar De La Hoya is like this famous boxer in the, mid to late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And a couple, maybe like, I don't know, like 5-10 years ago, he came out with
The cross-dressing pictures. Yeah.
Now, he fucking denied it up and down. Like, that was not me. That was Photoshop. I'm going to fucking sue her.
Come on. Give the guy a break.
But the thing is like, own it. If that's you, be like, yeah, that's me.
But
like,
he has an image to maintain for his career.
I get that.
Yeah, so of course he's going to deny it.
But if I was
it's him. It's Photoshop. It's really good Photoshop.
But, I mean, everybody knows that, everybody knew that guy liked to party, may have had a substance problem.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been like, that's yeah, what happens dude, when you're that fucking
rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
But deny it anyways.
I put take on that shit to the grave. My fishnets. And was he wearing panties? I think he was wearing panties.
I just remember the fishnets and the heels.
See, the part that stood out.
He looked like one of those lamps from that one movie. Like, remember the Christmas movie?
The
Christmas story?
Yeah. I mean, at first I'm like, it could have been Photoshop because the way he was standing, he was like standing in a boxing pose. I'm like, he's ready to knock some motherfuckers out, but in fishnets and high heels. So then he was just like, no, that wasn't me. It was Photoshop. And he was like determined to sue that girl. And it kind of just went away. So recently, about a couple of days ago, there was a video that came out of him partying with like some Instagram girls. And I guess they're like working his ass with the fucking spatula or something.
That's so gross. It's so unsanitary. What if somebody accidentally cooked with that later on? I mean, Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
No. Huh? Let's cut that Jesus Christ out. What? I feel bad for saying that.
But how does that whole conversation even come up? Like, we're partying,
They're high as fuck, and there's probably like, stick something in my butt.
You think it started with the finger? It started with the finger, right?
Maybe.
And he was like, what do we got around this house? Anything. Like, go ahead and shove that thing in my butt. Go ahead.
People are weird, honey. That's what happens when you have money. Thank God we're fucking poor.
Why do you think we're rich? You get weird.
If we had access to some weird shit, we'd probably be in sore shit.
No, go ahead and shove that coffee table in my ass.
That's mahogany.
The leg? Nah.
That's mahogany.
That good wood. Yeah, so to me, it was just like, man, like, you know, you're rich, you're famous, you're, you know, party on, dude. Whatever.
Yep. I don't know. I say give the guy a break. He's getting old. He's washed up.
But, I mean, like if you're his coworkers and stuff and you see him around the office, you're like, hey, dude.
Yeah, that dude's fucking weird. Yeah, and that's it.
Yo, hey man, anything interesting happened over
the weekend? I worked with a guy that was convicted for sodomy, and I don't know what the fuck that meant, but that sounded weird and scary, and I worked with him.
What was this at?
I was like, hey guy, my two jobs ago. I hit the mic, sorry.
It's okay. And yeah, like, how did you know he was convicted of that?
Because one day we were just bored and we were looking at people's names on.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
It's a mic Googling.
No, it wasn't Google. It was like something where you can look up like sex offenders and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He popped up?
And his name popped up. I'm not kidding. But it was just like, it would even pop up like if people had outstanding tickets and stuff. It was like a court thing.
So it's just like people that have a record that are around you?
Yeah. And all you needed was like their name. And stuff. And we found out and that was really weird. But I mean... just stayed the fuck away from him, but
yeah,
it's a weird guy, and just was like, it's kind of scary. I'm gonna just walk the opposite way when I see him. That's it. Do the same thing with Oscar De La Hoya, probably.
You think so?
Yeah. I would have to Everybody ask. Everybody has weird shit they're into. Okay, where I work, we find the craziest shit. There was, like, a lube launcher the other day. Why the fuck would somebody need a lube launcher? Here, you know, you need some help over there? Let me launch that shit over there.
Baby, I'm in the other room. Lube my butt.
Yeah, it was huge. I really don't understand it.
I'm going to have to look that up later.
Lube launcher, guys. Look it up.
Anyways, so we set our date for the October 27th. That's going to be our wedding date. And we tried to start losing weight.
You're going to segue from lube launcher to our wedding?
Segwayer.
Okay. All right, what?
Hopefully for that night, it'll be butt stuff.
No, there would not be butt stuff.
We're going to have a whole house full of people.
No. No butt stuff.
So we were losing weight right now. How many pounds are you down?
26.
I'm down 32, 34. Go back and forth.
Show off. He exercises a lot. It's good for him. I haven't. I've been lazy with the exercise thing. But Monday I'm on it.
So have people been asking you about tips?
Tips? Yes. All over my social media and stuff. They want to what are you eating? What are you drinking? How much are you exercising? And I'm like, bitch, I'm still fat. Not there yet.
That's my family's favorite insult. Like, I already know it's coming. And I'll tell you the reason why I wanted to start losing weight other than the wedding. Was it for Christmas? Mm. I saw my mom for the first time in months. So I walk, it's Christmas Day, and I walk in, my mom's at my sister's house, I walk to the front door, my mom goes, you're fucking fat, you're going to have a heart attack or a stroke. Well, thanks, Mom, nice to see you, Merry Christmas. She goes, well, I'm just saying.
Dude, she has no fucking chill, that's crazy.
Yeah, she goes, you're going to have a stroke or a heart attack.
So rude.
As I drink my beer and smoke my cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So that was just like, she's right, but not right for saying that. And I was like, you know, I need to lose weight just because I need to be healthy for my baby. But
that's not why you're losing weight, just because your mom made that remark.
Nah. My mom's been telling me that crazy shit since I was young. My mom, it's like the Oscar De La Hoya of beating up your self-esteem.
Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So how do you feel about people asking you about, like, tips and stuff?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not qualified to give them tips yet.
But I mean, like, you know, people are asking you, like, hey,
so,
like,
I mean, I tell them what I do, and I'm just like, look, this is what's working for me right now, and maybe what's worked with me before, because I've done it before where I've lost weight on my own, but don't really feel like I'm super qualified to give tips, but I still help out where I can, but I just feel like kind of guilty because I'm just like not there yet. But I think we're on a good let me see, so it's April, so in since January 1st, so January, February, March, so in about 3.5 months I've lost 26 and he's lost 32, so that's a pretty good month, you know, 3.5 month or whatever.
We've been doing, like, keto diet and 10-day juicing.
A juicing and a keto kind of back and forth kind of thing to keep up our kind of variety from getting bored. And it's working so far. And I think once I incorporate more exercise, I'll probably catch up to you.
I don't know, baby. I'm pretty competitive. As soon as you catch up to me, I'm going to do math.
Yeah, I've already... Do meth?
Yeah.
I almost missed that. I thought you said math.
Why would I do math?
I don't know.
Remember that one guy?
We already talked about this one.
We did?
We did this one. Already.
The guy saying he's addicted to meth, and then our son asking him why is he addicted to math? I have like a weird thing. Like, I'm flattered that people would ask me, like, well, actually, nobody's asked me how I've lost
weight. Everybody asks you all the time.
I don't like it. I really don't. Because I'm like, you know damn well you're not going to take my fucking advice. So, what'd you do? I'm like, I did a 10-day juicing.
It's competition, it's kind of.
I don't want to do that.
Actually, a couple of people did ask me, and I'm not sure if they're actually going to go through with it, but I don't want to.
They're not. For sure, they're
sent
not.
Sent them pictures of the book we're using, and blah, 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 and who knows.
When people are asking, like, how'd you lose weight? I'm like, yeah, man, I have a fucking drug problem. I do tons of meth, a lot of coke, get zero sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Exercise all day.
Yeah, because we look like, oh, yeah. Go ahead, guys. That's the thing. Look us up. We do not look like we do drugs.
But the thing is, I want to get so skinny that I look fucking weird.
Why?
Just because I want people to be like, I want people to be like, damn, that dude lost a lot of weight.
You're setting yourself up for divorce already. You better not.
You don't want me to get too skinny?
No. I do not like scrawny guys. So good luck with
big boned dudes.
Big boner dudes.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you're setting yourself up for a divorce. Because I do not have that. I'm like, eh, you know. I'll tell you this, though. Since losing weight, though, my sex drive has gone up.
You know? As it was already up. So now you really don't need me alone.
Before, you would have to pretty much punk me for ding-dong. Because you'd be like...
Where on earth have you been?
You'd be like coming home, like grabbing on my dong. And I'm like, baby, I'm tired.
Dude, that's happened like 3 times. I'm usually tired. I come home at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
We call each other's bluff. Like, do you want to do it? Like, we're tired.
We both do that. We kind of talk about doing it, and then later on we get to it, and we're like,
because we work opposite schedules. So when I'm getting up to go to work, she's coming home, and I always tell her, wake me up in the morning. We get a morning one out, and then we'll wait. And she'll wake me up, baby. Like, oh, yeah, hey, I'm kind of tired. Like, oh, cool, thank God, I'm tired, too.
We both bail. We both do.
Oh, thank God. But now we're just like, all right, you know.
On the weekend.
On the weekend, we're a weekend warrior boners.
Yeah, on the weekend, it's different.
When the kids are gone.
When the kids are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we can get all nasty with privacy. Each other. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Next.
Kids are gone. Turn on the alarm on the
door. Really?
Yeah.
This reminds me of like Shaft.
I think it is.
Is it from Shaft?
It's Shafted music. Get it?
It just reminds you of like people with like afros and bell bottoms about to fight crime.
I'm just sitting there swinging down.
No, this is not sexy music to me.
It's not?
No.
Let me see. I think I can find another one.
This does not work. That works. Ooh. That works. I've been really shy, baby. All right, go there.
All right.
The game.
I'm really excited about our wedding. Like I'm really stoked.
Really? Me too.
Hell yeah.
I'm a little stressed though. Stressed and stoked. There's a lot to do still.
Are you glad to not be dating anymore?
Definitely.
Did you do it?
I didn't date for long, though, honestly. Maybe had like a 6-month run, and that was it.
That's it, huh? I'll be happy with you. I'm glad to not be dating anymore. Because I came across this fucking... These new dating terms. Mm-hmm. Fucking terms I've never even fucking heard of, even when I was, like, dating. Like, of course, you've heard of ghosting, right?
No.
Ghosting.
No, I've never heard of ghosting.
Are you serious?
I just told you, I've only dated for like 6 months and that was it. It's never two big relationships.
Okay, according to this paper, this is what ghosting is. Ghosting is a problem. I can't read. Mm-hmm. Would you like to read? or do you want to hear me struggle?
No, go ahead.
I'll struggle. Hang on.
Okay, struggle for the first one.
Ghosting is probably one of the best known dating terms out there. It refers to when someone you've been seeing vanishes without a trace. So basically, when you're talking to someone, and you're thinking everything's going good, and then you text them, and then they just stop texting you back. They don't.
Oh, you mean like you did to me that one time?
When?
You did that to me.
I did?
Yes.
Asshole. I don't recall.
Uh-huh. Act like you don't know what that shit is. Okay, go on. What's the next one?
The next one is stashing. Stashing is when you're dating a person that doesn't introduce you to their friends or family. And doesn't post anything about you. Damn,
you did that shit too.
I was like, oh, shit. I don't know if I want to read this anymore. I get myself in trouble.
Keep going, because I'm getting more pissed off.
Okay, and then there's zombieing and submarine, which is also...
Go ahead, what's zombieing? That one sounds interesting. What's that one?
It's when you, after you've been ghosted, say I've been ghosting you.
Mm-hmm. Like you did.
And then, like, out of nowhere, I'm like, hey, you up?
Oh, my God. You did that shit, too. You should know all these turns, because you did all this shit. Okay, what's the next one again?
It's zombieing / submarining. It's when, like, you basically pop up out of nowhere. You come back to life. Mm-hmm. There's benching. There's benching. What is benching? Where you have players on the bench, like, in reserve. So I'm guessing that, like... you're kind of seeing what's out there, and if you can't find anything, you pull somebody off the bench. Mm. Never done that. There's the catch and release. Let's see. This is, I guess, when you're chasing after somebody, and then I guess you get them to take interest in you, and then they're like, ah.
Yep, definitely you. Holy shit, you can honestly, all of those apply to you.
Really? Mm-hmm. And you're still marrying me?
I don't know. I'm kind of second guessing.
She didn't look very. Right, Lainey does not look very amused right now.
I'm not amused. This is taking me back to some dark places.
Damn, hurry up. I fucked up.
Finish this shit.
Okay, breadcrumbing is when someone seems to be pursuing you, but really they have no intention of being tied down to you.
Son of a bitch!
Relationship.
Hurry up and finish this list because I'm getting mad.
There's cushioning. Means when you're dating someone and you don't think it's going to end well, instead of cutting loose, you prepare for the breakup by chattering and flirting with several other people.
I don't know about that one.
What? Why don't they just put the one? There's catfishing.
Everybody knows what catfishing
is. I also catfished you as well.
Your fucking Peru pictures?
Kitten fishing. What the fuck is this? Ooh, kitten fishing is a less severe form of catfishing. It refers to when you are present yourself in an unrealistically positive way. For example, by only using photos which your years are out of date, or heavily edited, or lying about your age, job, height, and hobbies. Did I lie about? Yeah.
Old pictures. Well, you said you were 6'2", and then turns out you're like 6 foot.
There's a slow fade. It's a bit like ghosting without the full commitment. They're particularly interested in taking things further, but instead of saying so, they gradually start to cut ties. Mm-hmm. First, they stop being responsive to text calls, and they may cancel plans and be unwilling to arrange new ones.
Yeah. We were supposed to go to that Creedence concert. Yep, it never went.
Creedence? Mm-hmm. Then there's mosting. You ever heard of mosting?
What's mosting?
When someone goes overboard on the fluff job and then vanishes. It's like I'm hyping you up, like, oh, you're amazing, you're gorgeous, yep, you're this, and that.
I also did that.
And then I bounce.
Yep, yeah. You did that.
I did not do that.
Yes, you did! You're so beautiful. Oh my god, hurry up. What's the segue to something else, because I'm going to throw the something at you. I'm going to throw this piece of meat at you.
I'm going to throw this piece of meat.
Shit, I walked right into that.
I'm fucking glad that I don't have to deal with those fucking terms.
Yeah.
Like, now, everything's great. Everything's like paradise between us, right? Mm. I thought you loved it. I washed your car today. That was cool.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome. Right? My car was filthy, guys. Like, World War Z filthy. It was disastrous. I still don't have license plates, so it's like new car, like super dirty new car. Like,
I like to draw penises in her car.
Probably.
Like, when her car gets super dirty, I draw penises on her windshield.
No, you don't.
So that way she has motivation to go wash her goddamn car.
Nah, I just wipe it off. I appreciate it though, honey. I do. Thank you for washing my car.
You're welcome.
Now go wash your own car.
How dare you? You're going to wash my car tomorrow.
I'm washing your car.
It's a much, much smaller car, so...
Nope.
It's a Dodge Mango.
No.
My baller-ass baller car. Feel pretty pimping that car. Thank you for letting me have it.
You're welcome.
I had a shitty-ass Chevy Blazer before I got with her. She's like, here, have my car. I'm going to upgrade and get me a decent one. I'm like, ah, thank you. My sugar mama, thank you.
I sure did.
It's because my fucking truck got stuck in a different city, mm-hmm. So I had no choice but to be a bitch and get your car. It's fucking nice. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It's a different kind of car. They don't make them anymore, actually.
The Dodge Magnums? Mm-hmm. Really?
They stopped making them, like, right away. No more.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I've been in the parking lot with three of them. I'm like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It'd look even better if you took care of it.
How dare you? I ran over a can of paint and just,
like... Who the fuck runs over paint? Like, go around that shit.
I thought it was a bag of flour, and then
Bag of flour.
Oh, so did I tell you what happened?
No.
So after I ran it over and went to work, it was on the passenger side, so I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. I just assumed, oh, fuck, I ran over something. So then I walked into work, and someone comes in, they're like, hey, somebody like graffitied your car. I was like, what? They're like, someone like put paint all over your car. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I ran outside to go look at my car, and sure enough, the whole right side is just covered in paint. Mm. And I was like, ah, fuck, it was a can of paint. That's what I ran over.
Was it on the tire too?
I think so. It was on the back tires, but I mean, like, I, you know, changed the tire, so it's all gone now.
Are you sure some crazy ex didn't throw paint on your
car? I don't think anybody's willing to go through that much effort for me. Hmm. I'm not no Rico Suave.
Suspicious. And he still didn't get it all off. It still looks spackled. I did a couple, I'm like,
ah, oh, we're good.
And then let's get this, okay. After that, supposedly, some biker guy knocks off driver's side rear view mirror, or whatever you call it, the side mirror. And then, he is a professional driver. He drives huge trucks for a living. Then, he knocks over the other mirror. So then, both freaking mirrors are hanging off. There's paint on the side of the car. And then, let's not get started on the inside, when that car was in pristine condition when I had it.
We're talking shit about each other's cars.
I have three babies in my car who we eat on the run, and, you know, one's a little monster and throws everything everywhere. So
there's. Can you guess who that little monster is?
Your little monster?
Yes. A little monster with legs. Yeah. Everybody's like, she's adorable. I was like, she's a freaking nightmare.
She is a nightmare, but we love her.
Yeah, of course. I yell at her, and like, I quietly yell at her. I was like, you're such a little monster.
But I love you.
Well, give me a kiss, monster. She's so adorable. So, I was telling you, like, this morning, she woke me up with little kisses. Mm. A little runny nose. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. And then this girl is so tiny, but she has the most kickin' breath in the morning. Must be the night bottle.
So, there are certain things that she gets from me, which is her temper and her looks. And then there are certain things that she gets from Mama, which is her dragon breath.
I'm seriously going to throw something at you. You know what? I do got some kicking breath in the morning. But at least I'm courteous about it, and I brush my teeth. This one, the other day, he goes to give me a fucking kiss. And I'm like, ugh, your teeth are straight up like butter. And he's like, I'm going to brush my teeth in 2 days. Who does that? Who doesn't brush their teeth in 2 days? That's gross.
I said that as a joke.
No, actually you're three. Such a liar. Oh, okay, because yeah, it looked like three probably. It was like, it was caked on. Like you can tell it's like visibly uncomfortable. Like, yeah, there was like a film. It was really bad. You better not cut this shit out.
I'm going to leave it in.
You better leave it in there. Yep. Talks about my dragon breath, but doesn't fucking brush his teeth for 3 days. All right.
I'm talking shit about her morning breath, and pretty much I just have shitty hygiene. It's like, oh, someone shit in your mouth all day. I'm like, yeah, I don't brush my teeth.
You got, like, food stuck in there from 3 days ago. It's like, yeah, I'm on a diet. I just eat the shit in between my teeth whenever I fucking get hungry.
Yeah, even my dentist, like, I get text messages from my dentist. It's like, hey, man. We know your breath. We know your teeth are all probably fucked up. Maybe come on in.
I've never known a dentist to text somebody that much. They're really concerned for you, honey.
They are.
Just like my grandma.
They're like, hey.
Go to the dentist.
Huh? You want to tell that story?
One of the last things. I'm not sure if I said it in the last one or the last show.
No, I forgot to bring it up.
One of the last things my grandma said to me before she died was, oh, mija. Please go to the dentist. Your mom just really wants you to go get your teeth fixed. What the hell? And I was like, so like, I hardly ever see this grandma. She's my great grandma. And I went to go see her in the hospital, and she goes, mija, your mom and, you know, and I just really want you to go to the dentist. What? It's so weird her to say that. And I still didn't fucking go.
I choose to decline those final wishes.
I still didn't go. I feel bad about it. Oh, well. What am I going to do?
That's pretty sad.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if I had insurance at the time. This is like pre-Obama, okay? It'd be nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
We're still dieting, obviously. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you miss? Like any foods that you miss in particular?
Sweets stuffs like what? Chocolates and toffees and Starbucks coffees and
I cannot go without Starbucks coffee. That I was still
no, going. No, I miss my Frappuccinos, though. Like, coffee's like, okay, but I miss my Frappuccinos and my candy bars and ice cream. And yeah. That's it. I really don't give a shit about the food part too much. Oh, and bread, maybe. Bread, just bread in general. I love bread. Yeah.
I remember one time when I didn't know shit about dieting, when I was like maybe like 20, 21. Mm-hmm. The girl I was dating at the time, we decided to go on a diet. And by we, she decided to put my fat ass on a diet.
Oh, that's true.
And she goes, you need to diet better. You need to eat right because I think we're going to take a trip or something like that. So I was like, all right, cool.
Peru trip?
Huh?
Was it the Peru trip?
Yeah, it was. That's pretty sad. When they literally told me, like, dude, you're like the fattest person in our country.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. Everywhere I went is gordito, gordito. I'm like, motherfucker, that's very disrespectful. Fuck all you guys. Hope America bombs this place.
Jeez.
Wipe all you motherfuckers harsh, out.
Jeez.
But anyways.
Some countries just don't have that filter, though. Even when I started working at my old job, she literally asked me. It was like my second day there. I was doing like a tour, and she's just like, yeah, well, have you always been this big, or was it just after you had kids? I'm not kidding. She was Asian. She's Chinese. And she goes, I like literally knew her for like, maybe half an hour. She's like, yeah, have you always been this big, or is it just after kids? And I was like, you fucking bitch. And then I was like, I was just honest. I just kind of shrugged it off. And I was just like, yeah, well, you know, I got a little bit heavy when I got into my mid-20s.
You should ask her, like, so how's your insurance rate? Is it, like, crazy? I mean, because you're always getting into accidents. I'm sorry, guys. That was really racist. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, he got defensive for me.
The one thing I do miss is fucking pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Really?
I love me some pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I guess because you could still have your meat, that's why.
What's that?
Because you could still have your meat, that's why.
Yeah. Actually, I just said that because I need it for the segue.
Oh, go ahead.
So one place I probably won't be eating anytime soon is Little Caesars Pizza.
Why?
Because there's a Little Caesars in Indianapolis. How do you say it? I have a speech impediment. Indianapolis?
I don't know, but you saying it like that is getting me... Indianapolis.
There you go. There was a guy and his girlfriend had found, like, poo-poo in their fucking pizza.
No.
Yep.
You're lying.
Yeah. I was gonna print out.
I don't get it. Well, like, a pepperoni was a poo-poo? What was it?
No, so it was, like, straight-up rat poop. So I guess they're on their way home from, you know, they went and got the, what is it, 5 for $5 ready thing, whatever it is, the $5 pizza. And I guess on their ride home, this is what I don't understand. So I saw the picture of the pizza and the poop is baked underneath the bread. Mm-hmm. So if you flipped it over, you would see the poop, like there's obviously fucking rat turds. Mm-hmm. And who the hell flips over their pizza? Because I was looking at the picture, the pizza is still whole. And then you flip it over, and you see. You flip it over, and you see.
This is doo doo, baby.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you kind of got to know that you take a chance with stuff like that every time you go out to eat. But that's super freaking disgusting.
Yeah, you take a bite of it, and you're like, "Ew, this is."
Really?
Rat.
Jeez, that's so gross. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, and then I think ever since dieting, like, you kind of research everything, and you're like, fuck, this is pretty much, like, everything that you do eat is, like, pretty much shit. Yeah. I became that fucking dude, I swear to God.
Yep.
I became that guy.
It's because you have kids, too.
Huh?
It's because you're a dad now, too.
There's this guy that I wanted to start dieting a couple of years ago, just because I wanted to diet. And he told me something about going to the gym, and it made me not want to go to the gym.
What
did
he say?
He goes, hey, bro. More pumps in the gym lead to more pumps in the bedroom. I was like, oh, dude, never say that shit to me again.
You got, like homophobic? Or
no, it just sounded so douchey. I was like, I don't want to become that douche.
More pumps in the gym
lead to more pumps in the bedroom. Meaning you get healthy, look good, you're going to bone a lot of chicks, dude.
I don't know.
Imagine the guy
it sounds extra douchey, but I mean, it shouldn't deter you from wanting to go to the gym.
It did, though, because I'm like, I don't want to become that guy. And then, you know what guy I did become?
It sounded like we were fishing for a fucking excuse to not want to go to the gym. It sounds like douches live at the gym. I don't want to be there. I can't be there.
I went there for a while, and there is a bunch of douches that are in
there. Yeah, it is. It's basically like a big meat market. Everybody's staring at each other. It's annoying. It is. I did the gym thing myself, but you just have to...
Everybody's looking at like you're a piece of meat.
No, I not really me. I'm low key. I don't fucking wear like a face full of makeup and my tits out, and so I really got left alone. Shut up. No, seriously. I was really low key. I really didn't bother nobody, I didn't talk to nobody, and that's why I lost almost 60 pounds. Thank you very much.
Good for you.
And then I gained that shit right back when I met you.
But then I don't know. I became that guy that was like, I'm never gonna tell anybody it's a lifestyle change. It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change. Because you know how fucking ridiculous that sounds?
It's,
like,
it's true, though.
It's true, but I never wanted those words to come out of my mouth. And then I told somebody that. I'm like, why did I just say that?
Rinse your mouth out?
Yeah. He was like, oh, so how much you plan on losing? Or like, what are your dieting? I'm like, well, it's not, I don't, I'm, my plan is to not make it a diet. It's more of a lifestyle. And I almost threw up. Change.
Well, I mean, I definitely agree that it is a lifestyle change, but I will not be juicing for the rest of my fucking life.
Fuck that.
No.
This is exhausting. The first 3 days of juicing, I was fucking miserable.
And he didn't even have to do the juice part. I made everything and prepared it for him. All he had to do was drink it, and he was all bitchy. I want food. Oh my god, the biggest baby. What are the kids eating? You bought a pizza? He was like so mad.
I don't know if you noticed about me, baby, but
I like meat.
I love fucking meat. So not being able to eat fucking meat?
It was a full veggie, like, green smoothie cleanse for 10 days. So it was the only protein you had was boiled eggs and protein powder. And he was having a shit attack. The grumpiest man ever. Never seen him so pissed off ever.
She would buy a fucking pack of cookies
The kids. We have to practice self-control.
Granted, you know, I'm not supposed to eat those anyways. But you know, sneak one or two, no big deal. But cookies, she would buy pizza and a bunch of other good shit. I'm like,
and why? I didn't touch anything because I wanted to practice self-control, and I did amazing. He, on the other hand, the kids told me that you got a cookie.
They snitched on me.
Oh, no, they didn't tell me anything.
Oh, they're grounded.
They're grounded. Yeah, they totally snitched on you. They said you took some candy out of the Easter basket.
Oh, those little snitches. So they, Aiden goes, was it, you know, because they go to their dad's biweekly, and they came back from their dad's house, and they're like, so did you give up on the diet? I'm like, nah, man, I went through with it. Because he saw me eating, like, something, like, meat or something like that. Mm-hmm. He was like, he just had that smug smile on his face. I'm like, whatever, kid. You're grounded. My go-to when I don't have a comeback. You're grounded. So it was just like, I was like, god damn. That sucked. I mean, I'm probably going to have to do it again sometime soon.
No, you want to do it again. He actually asked me to do it again, so we're going to do it again this week, starting Monday. And I'm very proud of you, because it's easy. Okay, I will say, it's hard. Because you have to be very disciplined. So the only things you're allowed to eat are the three smoothies and then crunchy raw veggies and boiled eggs. So you have to limit yourself on the boiled eggs, though, because it's not good for your cholesterol. So we do three a day. But it's already all prepared. So you literally just have to... It's super convenient. So you literally just have to pull it out of your bag and eat. You don't have to stop. You don't have to go to the store. It's none of that.
Since I'm a truck driver, it's super convenient for me.
And since I'm always on the run with the kids and the baby and work and I work nights, it's easy for me. So it works for us. And we dropped... how many pounds did you drop? I dropped 9 pounds in 10 days.
I only dropped 6.
And he dropped 6. But, you know, he did take that, you know, cookie and the...
Because I cheated. And the...
Crazy. He cheated all over the place. And I didn't. Not even like a lick of nothing. I didn't even cheat a little bit.
I didn't eat meat, though. I didn't eat meat. I ate shit here and there. Like, nothing crazy.
But you didn't eat no meat?
No. I don't know if you remember this about me, but...
I like meat.
Oh, my God. I love that. It was a random commercial I found on the radio. So let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and play Lenny's favorite game.
I do not like this game.
The guessing game. This is male porn star edition or wrestler edition.
Again?
I don't think we did this one.
We did wrestling moves.
Yes. So this is going to be male porn star edition or male wrestler.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I am Famous Seamus, the host of the Tuesdays with Mary podcast. We are a 420-friendly podcast designed to eliminate the stigma that stoners are dumb. If you enjoy interesting subject matter discussed with a humorous intent, this show is for you. So come pack your bowls, roll your blunts and joints, and spark up with some Tuesdays with Mary for some higher learning. Find us wherever podcasts are available. Thanks for listening. Peace, love, and harmony. Enjoy entertainment. Have you wasted money or time not knowing what to expect?
Well, look no further.
The Chewed Gum Podcast is your answer.
It's a blasty blast.
We are the Gruesome Twosome, Seamus and Luke. We find the latest entertainment and give you our views and hopefully save you time and money. So come listen to the Gruesome Twosome chew up recent entertainment. Who's listening to you, dummies?
And we're back.
I hate it when you do that. I actually think I get a fucking break and he's like, and we're back. I literally don't even get
it. We can just knock it out.
Hurry up.
All right, so let's get the theme music going.
I don't like these things. Can ready? You have better tasting themes? I actually like this song though. This is like nostalgia. This is my grandma's old TV with the dial.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay had, like, hip side.
Bob Barker had that. Was it Bob Barker? He had the long, skinny, mic?
Yes, yeah. He did.
Tell you spay or neuter your dog.
Wait, is this from Wheel of Fortune or Price is Right?
Price is Right. I think it's Price is Right. Yeah, right? Because it says, you were the big old knockers, come on down.
Yes, yeah. They still have Price is Right.
It's with fucking Drew Carey. Is it? Drew Carey?
Yeah, I think it is Drew Carey. Yeah, the people still go on that.
Are you stalling? Is that what you're doing right now?
It's time to play
the guessing game. Right, male porn star or WWF? I say F because fuck WWE. Porn star edition. Okay. Ready?
Ready. Where's my candies?
Huh? Oh, they're right here. So, if you listen to the... is this your first time listening? What we do is every time Lainey gets the answer right... Or, sorry.
Baby, you're not supposed to use my real name.
Oh, sorry. you're not supposed to use my government name. Shut Remember when rappers, that was the thing with rappers?
Really?
She knows my government name. Yeah, there was this fucking rap song that I heard.
It's such like, a lame line.
I know, right? It's like a cool thing to say, but it's not. It's
did
really
she close
stupid.
This? Did she like baby-proof this or something? It can't open it.
Yeah, a little monster fucking gets into everything.
Should have let her have one. She probably would have got a gross one.
I know, I should play with her tomorrow.
We gave her avocado today, and you would swear it was like a rotten egg one. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so these are the rules. I'm going to ask her a question, and depending if she gets it right or wrong, she was going to have to eat, what is it called? A Bean Boozled Jelly Bean.
Mm-hmm. Do now I just spin the wheel?
Yeah, so you spin the wheel, and then you pick out the color.
Okay, go ahead.
So the jelly bean is either going to be something really good or something really bad. For example, a blue one is either a blueberry... jelly bean, or it's going to be toothpaste or some crazy shit or like that.
Well, that one's tolerable, but go ahead.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. There's ones that are really gross and there's ones like vomit.
Dog food and ugh.
Yeah. So on this one, you're going to be guessing between, I'm going to say a name to you, mm-hmm. and you have to guess whether it's a porn star or a wrestler.
Okay, there.
You ready?
I think I'll be good at this one.
All right. Let's see. Where's the thing? First up, Lexington Steel. Lexington Steel.
I'm wrestler.
You think that's a wrestler?
That's a wrestler.
Lexington Steel. That is...
Really? It sounds familiar.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Why does it sound familiar? Shit.
So now she will be eating a jelly bean.
Okay, here we go. Spinny, 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 spinny. And I got strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish. Son of a gun.
Oh, and by the way, if she gets it right, I have to eat the jelly bean.
Okay. This
and I'll do dealer's choice.
I don't know how to figure out if this is the right one. I will try. This is dead fish.
Dead fish?
Yeah. Oh my god, that's got a horrible aftertaste. You didn't get me... You didn't give me a napkin.
I told you to bring one.
I can't... Ugh.
Here, throw it on here.
Ugh, that's so gross. Oh my god, I got vava all over the table. Here. I'm not swallowing that. Next.
Next, you ready? Whoops, wrong one.
Let me drink some water.
The next name on the list, Big John Studd. Big John Studd. Wrestler or porn star? If you're going with porn star.
Yeah, Big John.
That answer is...
Really?
He's a wrestler.
No. I want proof of this shit after this game.
We'll look it up. We're going to look up all the porn stars too.
Liar.
See giant dongs everywhere.
No. Okay. Spinning... peach or barf? I've had barf before. Okay, so it's orange with red speckles.
She's eating it.
Son of a bitch.
Vomit?
Yes.
Blech.
Oh, that's really bad.
It's disgusting?
Really, I swear there's no good ones in here. This is fucking gross. Okay, go.
The guessing game, all gross edition.
Oh my god. Hurry up.
The next one.
This is so nasty, honey.
I know. That's why
we play. Okay, hurry up.
Get them right.
I don't...
So that way I could eat one. I want to eat one. All right. Ready? Mandingo.
The.
Mandingo.
That sounds like a wrestler. I think I remember him.
Mandingo?
No, you're lying. No.
Mandingo? Wrestler or porn star?
Wrestler, wrestler, wrestler. God darn it!
That's three in a row. Watch more porn.
Jesus. I don't like porn. Jeez. Juicy pear or booger? Oh, I remember booger. That one doesn't taste too bad, at least.
Did you eat boogers or what?
No, because I've had booger before. It's booger.
Really?
Yes. Gosh darn it.
Wow.
Ugh.
Wow.
Come on. Didn't hurry up.
Okay, the next one. Randy Spears. Wrestler or porn star?
Porn star.
You want porn star?
Porn star. Yay! Yeah. Woo! I'm doing a happy dance. You better get a gross one. I'm going to be hella pissed if you don't.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to end up getting a really good one.
No, you better not. Or you're going to be a lying ass liar.
This one's a strawberry banana smoothie or a dead fish.
Yeah, I got that one. Ugh. I feel like they're all gross.
Wait, is that right?
What do they put in these things to make them taste so awful?
Actual vomit. I'm just lying.
Ugh.
All right, let's see.
These jelly beans are my favorite, by the way.
Wish me luck.
These are my favorite, and you're ruining my heart. What did you get? What did you get?
Fucking dead fish.
And it's gross, huh? Here, you can put it under here on the table.
Ugh.
Yep.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Okay.
All right, ready?
Yes.
The next one is Brutus the Beefcake Barber. Brutus the Beefcake Barber. Wrestler or porn star?
Porn star.
You're more than porn star?
Yes. Really? What kind of wrestler goes by that name? Beefcake?
Yeah. Brutus the Beefcake Barber.
What era are these from? Are these from the 1920s or something?
1990s, some of them. Oh.
Okay. Buttered popcorn or rotten egg?
Alright. What did you get? She's eating it? Or what? Buttered popcorn or rotten egg? I kind of feel like you would taste it if it was buttered rotten egg.
No, it's rotten egg.
Damn! Wow.
Oh, this is unfair.
Is it? Go. Okay, the next one. Big Papa Pump.
Porn star.
Big Papa
Pump. Come on, porn star. Come on. No! You're... Dude, okay, you need to post a link to all of these that verifying that they're real. That is not...
Baby,
people... Big Papa Pump.
I guarantee you, our audience...
So people in the audience were chanting, Big Papa Pump, Big Papa Pump.
I guarantee you...
No.
Our listeners know exactly who all these people are, even the porn stars.
Freaking geeks. Jeez. I'm hating right now. Okay, gosh darn it. Alright, Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks? That one's colorful. Oh, here it is. Son of a bitch.
Really?
Not one. This is literally the sixth one we've eaten and wow. There's no good ones.
Even I got a gross one.
This is horrible. There's no good ones in here, is there?
There has to be. I literally opened them up. There should be...
Wow. Okay, go.
Okay, the next one.
I'm going to do the opposite of what I think. Go. Yeah. This is a new tactic.
Okay. Ready? Shawn Michaels.
Son of a bitch.
That's why I picked these names. Shawn Michaels. Shawn wrestler Michaels. Or porn star?
I would say that he's a wrestler, but I'm going to go with porn star. I'm going to do the opposite of what...
I'll give you a hint. His nickname is the Heartbreak Kid.
Wrestler?
Is that your final answer?
Oh, this is not cool. You're fucking with my head. Wrestler. Yay! You got it.
See? And your gut instinct said wrestler, and you try to go the opposite. Alright, let's spin. This one is either Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks. Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
I just ate that one. I think there was only one left.
Yeah. This one?
Colorful? Yeah.
Yep. Try it. That one tastes like socks, like straight up.
I don't know what socks taste like, but it's gross, whatever it is.
Mine smell like corn chips, so that tastes like straight shit. Mm-mm. Ugh. Here, I'm gonna give this to you since I already know you're gonna listen.
You're such a jerk. Okay, go on.
Alright.
Can we find a new game next time?
I would love for you to come up with the questions, and I would love to answer them. Next one is John. Oh wow, I smell it on the fucking mic. Johnny Sins.
John Cena?
No. You know what? That was nowhere close to what I just said. Johnny Sins.
Johnny Sins. That sounds like a porn star.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Yay! Oh my gosh! Yay! Got a new.
Give me a blue one, please.
You better not fake it. Let me see that dial.
This is buttered popcorn or rotten egg.
Oh, I hope you can rotten egg, jerk.
Alright, let's see. Buttered popcorn.
Shut up. That's not cool. To match your teeth.
You know what? That was a good one. Next one, The Big Show.
Oh, that's a wrestler.
God damn it. Is that your final answer?
That was like the same time as Triple H and stuff. Yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
Oh my god. So I was like, yeah, that Triple H and...
You know what? And I almost went with Triple H too. And I was like, nah, it's too well known.
I know who Triple H is. I do.
Peach or barf? Yay. Here, grab which one you think Bart or whatever that color is. There's one more. Yeah, one more.
Here you go.
All right, let's see what this one. Hey.
No.
It's good.
Whatever.
Hey. Real good. All right. The last and final one. Jake the Snake Roberts.
It sounds like a porn star name, but I'm pretty sure he's a wrestler. Sounds familiar. So wrestler.
You sure?
Yeah, wrestler. Wrestler.
Jake the Snake.
Ugh. Why do you do that to me?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Here.
Here. Well, I'll let you do it. Dealer's choice.
Okay. Lime or lawn chip clippings? Oh my gosh, that seems like an...
No. Let's try something good. Give me one that you think might be gross. We'll do dealer's choice.
Okay, so I'm gonna do the dog food one.
Really?
Yeah, the dog food or pudding. Yes.
Let's see what it is.
Dog food. Yay!
Yep. Dog food. Wanna hear the honorable mentions?
Go ahead.
These are honorable mentioned porn stars. There's Dick Fitzwell.
Wow.
Buster Hyman. This is not even like trying. Johnny Cochring.
No way.
Yep. Alfred Hugecock.
That's funny.
And my personal favorite, Rocky Balboner.
Really?
Yes. So that was the Guessing Game Male Porn Star or WWF Edition. Thank you for participating.
Miserably.
You sure did.
Well, it shows how much porn I watch.
Get out!
Whatever.
So the takeaway from that is watch more porn.
No.
We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to wrap it up and head on out.
Okay.
And we're back.
Didn't even get a glass of water. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you guys for hanging in there. We tried recording, and there's just times where it just did not fucking work out.
Or Owen gets lazy and he doesn't set up. So
no, I set up and then I fuck with the settings and it just completely fucks up. Mm-hmm. So I personally want to apologize to just the podcast out there. I started the Instagram podcast page, and we've got like a shit ton of podcasts following other podcast shows following us. You know, you smell your own breath on there? Or?
Yeah, I smell something. Smells awful.
Yeah.
Did you fart?
No. Oh. It was just my chair. Oh.
Yes, I did.
Gross.
So there, you know, I created a Instagram podcast page, and we got a bunch of like fellow podcasters following us as well.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be corny and come up with a new segment, and I'll probably do it mid-show, like as a break. It's called OPP. Are you down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
That's not what I asked you. Are you done with OPP? Other people's podcast.
Other people's podcast. Oh, okay. I get your reference. I get it.
So there's these other shows that are out there that I've been training promos with, and one of them is Tuesdays with Marty. Mm-hmm. It's with Seamus, my buddy Seamus. He does his show where he gets stoned and talks about shit that's on his mind. Mm-hmm. And then he has this other show called the Chewed Gum Podcast. These guys are fucking awesome because they've been playing our promo on their show.
Cool.
So I just want to give them a shout out, say thank you, and check out their show, please. And tell them that Uneducated Humor sent you. And that is OPP.
That's the only one? Just one?
It was two shows.
Oh, okay.
So I told them I was going to play their promos and stuff on the last episode we recorded, and fucking 2 months go by. So, my bad, guys. So, yeah. Got anything else to say?
No. I still got a funky taste in my mouth from those candies. I gotta go brush my teeth.
It's about that time of the week. I need to brush mine too. All right, guys. Thank you for checking out Uneducated Humor. I'm Arnold.
And I'm Lainey.
Suck it easy, guys. All right. Fucking work.
The vibration won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. You better start running when you hear the man calling. It won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. No, you don't mind if you don't mind. Hell, I'll never mind. Now don't let them all break. Let the feeling come take you. It won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. And you know I got fever. So when you hit me right, you know you might as well. It won't